Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you are blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
We're going to stay right in this place. We're not going to venture out far from it, and we're going to come back to it. Because I believe that's God's plan this morning. There's some notes that I received from Jerry Reeder. Talked to him on Monday morning about an amazing message that Mike Bickle gave, the last message of the One Thing Conference. And him and I were discussing it, and he wrote out some notes and sent them to me, and I was going to share some of that, but I'm just going to hold that. I've got those notes on the way out if you want to look at those notes. You can do that. But I got to tell you about the One Thing Conference. We were able to experience a few days down there, and it was pretty incredible. The things that Missy Edwards shared, and being in that environment of 10,000 people and hungry people worshiping God, the things she shared, the things that Jay Thomas shared were amazing. You'll hear some of that. But also Corey Russell and Alan Hood and just so many others. And then it came to Todd White. How many of you know who Todd White is? Well, when Todd White got up there, everything blew up, and in a good way. And it was just so amazing because people started getting healed at the end of the service. There was a lot of impartation that was happening. The same theme about the fire of God, the cleansing of God, the movement of God's heart in the midst of God's people, that people would grab on to what He's really called them to do in this season, in this new year. And then started praying for all those that were sick and in need, and whether it was emotional or spiritual, but we started praying for the physical. And it was amazing how blind eyes begin to see in the auditorium of 10,000 people. Right in front of us, just a little ways in front of us, there were some folks that had been cutting themselves for some time, and they had all the scars on their arms, and prayed for deliverance and a breakthrough, that they would no longer cut themselves, that Jesus would reveal truth to them. And then we prayed that all the scars that were on their arms would leave. And sure enough, all the scars on their arms, many of them left in that moment. And you could see just what God was doing in their hearts and in their minds and in just with them alone, but also with all the other people. And one of the things that hit me again was that we just need to continually pray for healing, whether it's through the healing team or the pastors or you and I, all of us. We need to be praying for healing and for breakthrough and keep knocking on that door until we see the healings take place. And so after, in a little bit, I'm only up here for a little bit, we're going to pray for healing, and I want everyone to get involved. If you need to be dismissed at the end, you can. But I got to share a few things with you this morning, because the theme of what Michael was singing and the things of what Michael was saying, really, God wants your attention this morning. This isn't about me up here sharing a few things and, oh, that was a good message, you know, good talk, however you want to say it. It's not about that. It's really not. It's not at all about Michael worship leading at all, because it's really all about Jesus. And it's what the Lord wants to say to you in this moment at the beginning of a new year. Years are specific with God. They've always been specific. And so God wants to raise up your belief, you know, in Him and what He's wanting to do, and really crucify your unbelief. He's wanting to really crucify those thoughts. Well, every year we say the same things. No, we don't. There's different things that are being said, and even in this season, this 2017 year is a specific year for a specific time. And my heart for this ministry, I shared a little bit of the vision not long ago. We're going to share it again because we didn't get a copy of it to get it online, but we're going to share it again and bring people up to speed. But one of the main things is this, that the fire of the Holy Spirit is released in our midst, in our families, and that we continually cultivate the Holy Spirit to have its way in our midst. And if we don't invite Him to come and ask Him to come, the Father says in Luke chapter 11, He says, if you want more of the Holy Spirit, ask Me, and I will give it to you. And this is going to be a year of knocking, fasting, praying, and asking for more of the Holy Ghost, more of the Holy Spirit, people to be baptized in the fire of God. And we need to understand that that's His desire for us. There's a common heart that seems to be moving in the midst of a lot of people. And I want to encourage you this morning about your journey. He already has in song. He's already encouraged you about breakthrough, about breaking chains. The Lord has already used this moment to try to speak to your heart. But this is a new year. And I want you to ask yourself this question. What are you going to do this year? What will change in my life this year before the Lord? I want you to ask that question. What will you choose this year about God in your life? That question needs to be asked. What is motivating or guiding your life even right now? What's guiding your life right now? Is it fully Him? And that's the question we need to ask. We need to allow God to fully, absolutely guide our lives in this day and in this hour. We've got to. It's not about what you want to do. Don't get mad at me. It's not about what you want to do. It's what does God have for you. That is the key to your life. It's not the best college. It's what does God have for you, for your marriage, for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren. What does He have for you? Get out of yourself. Get that self crucified as best as you can and get into the flow of what God has for you this year in 2017. What is motivating you? What is guiding you? This is encouragement. I'm not trying to get you, you know, feeling bad. But what is your motivation? Is it eternal or is it temporal? Is it about the things that are happening around you or is it really eternal? I have an eternal perspective. I have an eternal mandate. I live for eternity. God's asking you that this morning. God's saying He's going to make a way for you. You got to believe that. He already has, or you wouldn't be here right now. He's going to make a way for you. And your way is based on divine wisdom, based on His Word, based on the Holy Spirit. It's not about ourselves. It's all about Jesus, and it always will be. Ask yourself the question, what have I really built my life on? What have I built my life on today? Or this past year, or the years? And may I say, this time, this year, I want to build my life completely, absolutely on the ways of the Lord, on the Spirit of God, on the Word of God. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, this was kind of funny because Todd Weiss was, he was saying when he came into the church, he was so on fire about the things of the Lord. You know, he was just fanatical and he was, you know, just running at a, you know, you're kind of intense. And basically, he said, they kept saying to me, it's a marathon, brother, it's a marathon. He said, I got my Bible. I don't find marathon anywhere in my Bible. I find it's a race. It's a race. And you are in a race. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, it says we run in this race. And the ultimate prize, of course, is eternity in Him. He says, don't box the air, the Apostle Paul says. We discipline ourselves to hit the target. It's a race, and we want to hit the target. But I want to say this, because I want to make sure you get this clear. It's not about trying harder, guys. It's not about trying harder. And if you're taking the things that I'm saying and say, I'm going to make myself. No, it's not about trying harder. You know what it's about? It's about enjoying more. Enjoying more of Jesus. And you run the race that's set before you because you enjoy the race. Somebody, you know, people talk about a runner's high. Apparently, I've never had it. I'm not much of a runner. But my wife has, and she's told me about it in years past. And you know what? When you're running the race, it's enjoyable. It's not, I got to do this, because in the enjoyment and the love of God, all those disciplines that you know you need to do, they fall into place once you're loving the way God's called you to love, once you're running the way God's called you to run, because you're enjoying it. It's not about working harder or doing more. It's about enjoying God. Oh, by the way, that's Adam. There's two Adams walking out. That's the old Adam. That's the new Adam. You're not old, Adam. You know what I mean. The one new Adam, born, I think, almost 13 pounds. Now he weighs like 20-something. I don't know. He's just been huge. He's a big baby. But again, I want to get that in you. It's not about trying harder, because if we keep trying to do that, it's just not going to work. It's not going to work. It's enjoying the Lord. It's being in His presence. It's how do you move into the next season or the next moment of your life that He has planned. It's enjoying it. And then He'll, when you're in between seasons, He'll crucify you and let you get back down to such a place where, oh, what's going on? So that all of a sudden the joy will begin to flood within your soul in the season, and you know, okay, I'm to enjoy this in the transition that God has for me. When I got sick here recently, there were a few people praying and saying, you know, coming against the devil. I said, no, don't come against the devil. And I'll tell you why. The devil ain't got nothing about this. I went through something, and God met me in the place of my suffering. He met me in the place of my pain. He met me in that place. And my boys were looking at me thinking, oh, my gosh, Dad, what's, you know, is he going to make it? And I've told the story to a few people. You know, I had the thing in my nose going down into my stomach. I had my new knee like 4 days before knee transplant. And then I had my intestines were blocked and my belly looked like Santa Claus. And I mean, I was sick. And I remember I was on a walker and I was going, you know, just like that, moving. And the boys, I saw their face and they were looking at me like, oh, no. And it shocked them. But I'm going to tell you, God met me in that moment. And He brought about divine justice in that moment. He spoke to me about things that needed to be cleansed inside of me and purified inside of me. And He needed to renew me in some things because I've allowed some things in there. So in the midst of that great pain, it was a great moment of joy. And you know what? That's not right. That, to the world, that's not right. But it was there. And I felt it, and I knew it was Him. And He's got me, just like He's got you. He's got you. He's got you. What Michael's saying, He's got you. He's got you. Guys, gals, let's just believe that through the power of the Holy Spirit, things are going to shift and change. Don't make an excuse about yourself or other people. God can open up doors and do things according to the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what He wants to do. So, living wholeheartedly. I want to know. I wrote this down this morning. I want to know a sweeter song than the song that I've known. And I know that there's a sweeter song out there for me and a sweeter song out there for you. And I believe that it's found in the place, get this, of the joy of holiness. Holiness. All of a sudden, those addictions or those things that used to just come into my life, they're not there anymore. So now it's more a joy of walking in holiness. And then I wrote this, not just living day to day resisting sin. Who wants to live just day to day resisting sin every day? I would say I would like to get victory over sin and live in the joy of holiness. That doesn't mean you don't make a mistake, you don't fall. But who wants to live in sin every day? You know, and just say, okay, here I am again. Here I am again. That's not for you. That's not for me. That's not for your family. That's not for your future. God's called you to walk in the place of holiness and be victorious. God's called you to be free. And every chain that's on anybody in this room to be broken. Every chain to be broken. That's what He has for you. Some of you are trying to decide, what is this year? What's going to happen this year? What are we going to do? Where are we going to move? Where are we going to go? I would say this to you. Don't move, don't go anywhere until you've been in His presence long enough that He can convey very clearly, this is what needs to take place in this season. Because this is a season that God's trying to draw His bride together in a powerful way. And for a sweeter song to be found, living in wholeheartedness and in the joy of holiness. That's available to you. But it will not be available to you if you are seduced by the wrong sound. If you're seduced by the wrong sound. And there's many sounds out there that are gratifying, immediate gratification of the flesh. But God has a symphony of love for you. He has a new song that's a symphony of love song, a love song for you. So in 2017, we press in again. I love King David because he made mistakes, but he said, you know what? I've made mistakes, I've messed up, but I'm still saying yes to what God has for me. And that's you today. I know you've messed up just like I've messed up, but God's saying, say yes again today. God wants to use you as a vessel of healing. He wants you to use you as a vessel of the power of the gospel message. He wants to use you to go out and set the captives free. He wants you to be bold to go out. He wants us to be able to have a meeting like this and gathering, and all of a sudden I say, hey, we're going to stop 30 minutes early. We're all going out to share Jesus with people. That's what you got to do. That's what our life is. It's a message. We want that message to be heard, and we don't want to stop. Whew! I want my joy. I want my joy found in Jesus, and I don't want my joy found in fruitless things in my life. Fruitless things that I begin to dwell on that don't have any fruit to them whatsoever, but for some reason I found some little joy in this fruitless thing I'm doing. I want my fruit life to be a life of Jesus and the fruit that Jesus wants to bring, a holy fire of God. This is a year of a holy fire of God, a holy presence of God, a holy cleansing of God. This is a year that God's going to shake things up in your life and my life. This is where the promise begins to be front and center. And I'll tell you why I think so. Because we're going to need it. We're going to need it with what's going to happen in this year. I believe God's people are about to go through a great change. A great change. I didn't just hear that. I didn't even hear that much. Maybe Corey Russell spoke about it, but I didn't hear that much at the one thing. But I believe God's people, you and I, are going to go through a great change this year. A great change. And when I say that in a good, good, good way. A great change of the outpouring of the fire of God. A great change of the flame of Jesus inside of us, that we won't lose it. That we won't have people saying, hey, you know, why don't you just calm down? It's a marathon. That some of us are going to get our sprinting shoes on today. And the flame of Jesus is going to burn brighter in our lives and in our hearts. This is for a deep internal transformation. It's not external, although it will affect the external. It's something God's doing on the inside of us. Are you guys ready for God to do something on the inside of you? To burn stuff up, to move things in your heart, to change? Some of you may say, I've never felt that. I've never even experienced it. Well, I'm going to tell you that you're not going to be able to avoid it if you keep saying yes. All I'm asking you is to say, yes, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, I want what you have for me. I don't care how much doubt. I don't care how much woundedness. I don't care what you've seen, what you've heard. If you keep saying that, God's going to change things in your life. He will. He has to. He will not forsake his word. But in the meantime, he's going to start shifting things. He wants you into the cadence of how he's walking. He wants you on his war horses stomping out things in your life. And it's time for you to get the halter on and start walking in the fullness of what he has. And for me, for all of us. It doesn't matter how young or how old. Amen. Love you, Jesus. So, he's about to take steps. Kindle a fire in our hearts. I call it the flame of fascination. There's a great awakening that's been promised. I believe it's going to begin to start. Thank you. Breaking the power of sin. God called you and me to live in delight, not burdens and oh, woe is me. He called us to live in the delight of the Lord. Live in that. It's one thing Mike Bickle says all the time. He says, it takes God to love God. Okay, have you guys heard that before? It takes God to love God. And I've always kind of scratched my head on that. I think I know what he's talking about. I know what he means. But this is the way that the easy, this is how it, what it means to me. It takes God to love God. Loving God requires a loving God. Loving God requires a loving God. So when I let the loving God love me and I begin to love him back. It takes God to love God. I won't love him until I'm overwhelmed, usually by his love. And then I even love him more. Does that make sense? And so it takes God to love God. We have to experience a loving God to change us. God's love will be more revealed by the power of his Spirit. Why don't you stand? I keep talking about a global awakening is happening. And it's happening all over the world. This awakening is the awakening of a human heart that was created to experience fullness in the Lord. It's passion, power, and purpose. It's extravagant affection that's poured out on you and me. And it's crucial. Let me just pray for us for a moment. Holy Spirit, I just ask even now that you would come, that you would affect us. Every person in this room was created to be a lover of God, to delight in you, to enjoy you, to be enthralled by you. I ask right now, Holy Spirit, that you would come. That above everything else in 2017, that we find our identity in you, being a lover of God. So Lord, even now through the Holy Spirit, arouse your people, their hearts. Woo them. Beckon them to come. Let them know how much you long to draw them right now. If they would just say yes, Holy Spirit, yes. Maybe God's stirring you right now in this moment. Just keep praying. Don't let it scare you. It's okay. Don't let anything that's happened here today scare you. We're just going hard after the Lord. God, I ask that you would help them to be lovers in this room today. Yes, God. That your divine timing can be accessed. As you're praying, I'm just going to ask for the Holy Spirit to just keep moving on you. I'm going to ask if you need any type of healing today, that you would just come up, physical, if it's emotional, spiritual. And I just want to activate the teams and the pastors and everyone. We just want to pray for your physical healing. If you really want and asking for more of the Holy Spirit, the fire of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I just want you to come forward, and we just want to lay hands on you and pray over you. And I want all of us just to ask God to create that hunger in you right now. Let him stir you. Just come up for healing. Everyone. Everyone who needs it. Yes, Jesus. And all of you, keep praying. It's not about looking and seeing who's going. See, this is how God wants to activate your heart. He wants to activate your heart to pray for those that have come forward. Just pray right now. Intercede. More. A touch from God. Healing power. A touch from God. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. More, God. Bring up the pastors, the healing teams, prophetic teams. I want us just to pray for healing right now, whatever it is. Yes, God. You're the healer. Yes, God. Yes, God. The singers are just going to sing over you for a minute. Everyone here.
Lord. Yes, Jesus. Holy.
you are with your loved one or someone else, just lay hands on them and pray just more of the Holy Spirit today, this year, 2017. Pray for each other. Yes. It's a time of prayer. Just pray for each other. I want to pray in the back there for Robert, Josh, Bryce. Pray for them. Pray for more of the Holy Spirit back there. Everybody, more. More. Caleb, pray for James. James, pray for Caleb.
Morning, I just feel like there's something God wants to do here, and it's in agreement with what Bob was talking about. Everything God wants to give you this morning is going to come through a deep love. Some people receive things through fear and they don't last, but there's a deep love that God wants to touch you with, and it's what I would call, it's like a hot lava love. Just a couple days ago, I saw a documentary on lava. And as it flows very slowly, and it burns everything in its path. And what was beautiful about it is as it burned, there were trees that were in the way, and this lava just kept taking territory back and burning things and burning its own path. But when the tree fell over, there was this ash that was left, and it became a tube, and there was ash there. And I just feel like God wants to flow over you with this hot love, and He wants to give you beauty for ashes, and He wants to leave these areas in you where there are fresh doorways, there are fresh places for His Spirit to flow through you. So I just ask you to come up. If you just want to experience that love, that hot love that'll burn things off of you, that'll burn things out of the way, that'll leave beauty for ashes. Just feel like there's some people here that need to just come up and let God just flow over you in this warm love. Just also feel like there are necks here that God wants to heal. If you have something wrong with your neck this morning, if you just come up and get prayed for. I feel like God wants to touch people with neck injuries, something going on in your neck, pain in the neck, arthritis in the neck. So I just ask you to come up and get prayed for. Jesus' name.
touch from you. Just one touch. Just one touch from you.
We're going to keep praying, but I want to close in saying this to you. In 2017, God created every one of you for the first and greatest commandment, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's why he created you, to be a lover of God. And so above all else, in 2017, and then any other time in life, I'm just encouraging you. Be lovers of God. Be lovers of God. This is what God is up to in 2017. That's what I think. He's always been up to it. But he's really up to this in 2017. Because this way you can deal with anything. When you're loving him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. You can walk through any season. May the Lord bless you guys. There's an announcement I want to make. Make sure that you check the Engage while they're praying. Steve's going to share a little bit about the men's group that's coming up. Then I'll pray dismiss.
I wanted to, last night I was reading a book called The Path, and it's about developing a personal mission statement. And in that book, there was a quote that really struck me, and they were talking about the number one fear of people in society today. And that number one fear, and I think it's really a fear for men especially, is living a meaningless life. And that's why I'm really excited in a way about this journeyman's group that we're launching in the next several weeks. It's called Wild at Heart Band of Brothers. John Eldridge, a lot of you know that name, that author. And it is a very powerful series, and it's meant to help men address that very issue. You know, if we think about it, before you're a man, you're a boy. And as a boy, we have dreams. And we dream about beating the bad guy and living the adventure. And so what this series is meant to do is help men reconnect with those dreams. And so I would encourage you to come. We wrote a kind of an explanation about it in the Engage. And if you have any questions, you can come and talk to me. I will be at the Welcome Center. And that group will begin on January 19th at the camp.
Well, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this morning. We ask that through your Spirit that we would just be strengthened throughout this day and for this year, this time in life. And that all of us here, that our fundamental identity would be found in loving you with all our heart, mind, and soul, and strength. We pray for healing again, that you would touch every physical need in this room. that you would arouse the hearts of your people, that you would woo them, that you would beckon them, that they would become passionate lovers of your Son, Jesus. So we say, yes, draw us near as we draw near with your fiery love. Stir us in this moment, later on today, tomorrow, all week, all month, all year, to press into your fire. More of your presence, God. More of your fire. More of your presence. More of your fire. In Jesus' holy name.